Beloved, Christ is in our midst. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus going to pray at the synagogue on the Sabbath, the day when it was ordained that we should refrain from work, but sanctified by God who rested on the seventh day, the day to offer praise. And we hear that Jesus heals someone. And because of this, the ruler of the synagogue tells the people, come on any other day but the Sabbath to be healed. Because the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees who opposed Jesus had set up so many rules about what constituted work on the Sabbath, what things were permitted and what things were forbidden. And Jesus says, you say it's permitted to untie your ox and lead it to water and to food, but you say it's forbidden to heal one created in God's own image and likeness on the Sabbath. Because these leaders who opposed Jesus had set up a righteousness that was apart from God. It was rules and regulations that were directed at only being fulfilled, thinking they were serving God, but in the end had sent up and served a righteousness that was apart from God. As St. Paul himself writes, I lived a righteousness according to the law. It wasn't righteousness according to God, but according to the law. The law which those who interpreted the law given to Moses created. And beloved, we must understand that the one with whom this ruler of the synagogue speaks, Christ, the one who created Adam and Eve, the one who spoke to Moses in the bush, the one who gave Moses the Ten Commandments, including to keep the Sabbath holy, the one whose presence filled the Temple of Solomon when it was built. This is the same one, the same Christ, who is in that synagogue, who is healing that woman. Because the Son of God emptied himself to come to us, to save us, to heal us. And he had to come and empty himself, because otherwise we would have been in fear of his magnificence. So he completely empties himself to be born like we are born, from our mother's womb, to be defenseless children, to grow up, to mature, to suffer, to endure hunger and thirst, to enjoy friendship and love, to be betrayed, to be crucified, to die, to be buried. He emptied himself in this way so that we would not fear his glory. And beloved, if we are to receive him, then we must empty ourselves. Empty ourselves of our selfishness, of our self-will, of our wanting things our way. We must face Christ and empty ourselves of all these things so that we can have room in us for him to take up his place, for him to live in us, so that all that we say and all that we do and all that we think is He Himself living in us, acting in us, thinking in us, doing in us. We should live so that we do not point to ourselves looking for thanks or looking for recognition, but living so all things point to Christ who is in us. As a matter of fact, we should rejoice when we are not noticed, when we are not recognized, so that it is Christ who is noticed, who is recognized. For Him to be in us, we must decrease. Our ego, our self-will must decrease, go down, so that Christ can live in us. We must become nothing. We must become nobody, so that it is only Christ in us, only Him, only His light in His life that shines forth. That no recognition comes to us, but only comes to Christ who is in us. And in this way, we will live as did all of the saints before us and who live among us now. That it is no longer we who live, but it is Christ who lives in us.